Hello folks, I'm Phil Agnew, product marketer here at Buffer, and today we are doing a rerun of one of our favourite Science of Social Media episodes. It's one of the very best, one of the most popular episodes we've ever published, so we think you're really going to enjoy it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy a bit of vintage Science of Social Media.
Hi everyone, I'm Heather May Pustai, and you are listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation, and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode 147. I'm Dave Chapman, and today we're talking about one of the most important roles in digital marketing and brand building. Social media marketing.
We'll cover the primary skills that we employ here at Buffer, plus a few we've noticed in social media managers across the web.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off.
We have this concept that we often reference on the Buffer marketing team. We call it the T-shaped marketer.
I've often thought of myself more of an I shape.
Ha! Yes, I thought I'd make a pretty good Y myself. Well, there's a reason we chose T. The concept has been around for quite a while, at least 50 years, in fact. It's often applied to hiring in general. The T shape describes the abilities that someone brings to a job in terms of that person's depth and breadth of skills. If you picture the letter T, the vertical up and down bar of the T represents one's depth of related skills and expertise in a single field, and the horizontal side-to-side bar of the T represents the ability to collaborate across disciplines with experts in other areas and to apply knowledge in areas of expertise other than one's own.
Right, so for example, social media marketing would be the vertical of the T, and all the other skills a social media manager has, like design, SEO, relationship building, could all be parts of the horizontal bar.
Right, and if you prefer a visual, we'll link to the diagram that we use for the T-shaped marketers in the show notes at buffer.com/podcast. All right, let's get started with some of the top skills that we see in successful social media marketers today. Beginning with number one, copywriting. Copywriting is a fundamental skill for social media marketers, and probably for all areas of marketing, come to think of it. Writing good copy is required in many areas of a social media manager's role, whether it's filling out your social media profile description or crafting tweets and Facebook posts.
To drive engagement and clicks, you have to fit a captivating story into your social media post. Without great copywriting skills, that can be difficult.
So to enhance your copywriting skills, I'd highly recommend studying a few copywriting formulas to help you craft inspiring copy. Finding a copywriting formula or two that works for you can be a great productivity boost and also improve the quality of the social media content that you publish. We'll link in the show notes a list of copywriting formulas that you can experiment with starting today. One of our favorite copywriting formulas from that list, and one that we use quite often here at Buffer, is the before-after bridge.
That's right. You might even recognize it from a few of our blog posts and social posts. Here's how it works. For the before part, you describe what your reader's world is like today. Next, you describe what their world will be like after their problem is solved. And then you close with a bridge. You tell them how to get there, from before to after.
So the second social media skill that we found is design. It probably comes as no surprise that writing and designing are the first two primary skills that all social media managers need. Words and pictures pretty much make up all of the content that we consume on social media.
Especially so in 2019. The design side of social media has become vastly important. Qualitatively, you can see this in the way that the social networks have evolved, how feeds are filling up with beautiful images and videos. And there's a quantitative side as well. Research has found that social media posts with images receive more engagement than text posts, and 43% of consumers want to see more video content in the future.
Videos really are driving things these days, aren't they? Designing and crafting visual content is becoming an essential skill for social media managers. This can take the form of still images and videos. Today's social media manager can sometimes resemble a part-time multimedia producer. This may feel like a daunting task at first. Fortunately, there are a lot of great tools out there that help you create professional-looking designs without needing to be an expert. We'll link to those in the show notes, but real quick, I'll mention a couple favorites. Personally, I love Canvas Design School for its courses and articles, and the tool itself is fantastic for social media images. And for video, we all have really enjoyed using Animoto and Bidable to create quick videos.
Those videos get great engagement too. Okay, now onto our number three social media skill, public speaking. Don't worry, we don't actually see stage presentations as part of the future of social media. But we do believe that a social media manager needs to have a certain comfort level with being on camera.
I absolutely love being in front of people and on camera. It's so fun. With features and apps like Facebook Live, Instagram Live, and Periscope, live videos are becoming more and more important on social platforms, as we just talked about in the last weeks. And marketers have noted this change. 42% of marketers say they want to create more live videos. To tap into the live video trend, social media managers have to be confident enough to go live on social media to connect with their audience. Having public speaking skills will help you to present your ideas, interview your guests, answer impromptu questions, and chat with your followers in real time.
We'll link to a few examples of live video content so you can see what this actually looks like. And if you aren't a natural with public speaking today, no worries. It gets better and better with practice. Before we move on to the next skill, let's take a quick break. I wanted to take a very brief moment to tell you about the newest Buffer superpower, scheduling your first comment to Instagram. The first comment is a really effective place to put hashtags for your Instagram post while keeping your caption clean and tidy. Now you can schedule the first comment at the same time you're scheduling the post. You can do everything all at once. To give this a try, you can start a free Buffer trial at buffer.com. Okay, now back to the show.
So far, we've covered copywriting, design, and public speaking. Next up is customer service. Here's a tidbit that might surprise you. Social media is the top channel for people to go to for customer care, but only 21% of businesses use social media for customer support. This means there's a huge opportunity here to provide remarkable customer service experiences.
Now, Heather May, you and I both got started at Buffer on the customer support team, so this skill in particular is very close to our hearts. Quality customer support is just so important. Especially for a public channel like social media, you become like a face of your company, and you're the person who's likely to be responding to at least some of the messages that your brand receives. It's important for social media managers to have conversational skills and empathy to help customers on social media.
Absolutely, Dave. I think that we both care tremendously about this, and anybody that has reached out to us may have heard from our own social media manager, Bonnie, who does a fantastic job at this. Community engagement, too, is quite similar in many ways. A great social media community manager is able to ask the right questions to facilitate engagement and answer questions about the product, company, or industry. We did this for many years through our Buffer chat, Twitter chat, and continue to carve out time for community Q&As, quizzes, and other engaging content. Customer interaction on social media has proven to be one of the defining skills for our social teams.
Okay, from customer service, we jump next to number five on our social media skills list, behavioral psychology. With data and analytics, you know what type of social media posts do well. Behavioral psychology tells you the why. For example, why are people attracted to certain posts? Why do people share certain posts?
Knowing the what allows you to spot trends and try to repeat past successes. Knowing the why enables you to understand the underlying cause for those trends in order to try and create future successes. For example, your data might tell you that your tweets with images are doing better than your tweets with only text. Based on just this information, you might create more tweets with images.
However, it could be that your followers prefer visual content. Without knowing the psychology behind trends, you might miss out on opportunities to create other types of visual content, such as videos and GIFs. You certainly don't need a degree or high level of expertise in psychology to be a social media manager, but a keenness to learn and understand psychology at some level is an important skill. We've written a ton about psychology on the Buffer blog, and we'll be sure to link you to some of our favorite resources in the show notes.
The next one up is analytics. The term analytics is used quite broadly here, referring to both social media metrics like comments, shares, and favorites, and also business metrics such as traffic, leads, and conversions. A great social media manager is able to understand both types of metrics and tie them together to give an overall view of the company's social media performance against business goals.
That's right. A social media manager has the potential to be the guiding light in your business when it comes to measuring the health of your business. As such, learning the ins and outs of social media metrics and judging which ones are meaningful for your business is essential for the ideal social media manager. For example, if your goal is to drive traffic from social media channels to your website and drive sales, being able to attribute traffic and conversions back to channels and even back to certain posts will help your team to understand what content is helping you to achieve your goals.
Just a fun little tip here. I actually lead a webinar on breaking down your Buffer analytics that you can find and register for at buffer.com/webinar. Okay, that brings us to our seventh and final social media skill, budgeting. As a social media manager, you've likely been given a budget to work with. Apart from paid advertising, you might have to pay for things like a social media management tool, designs, images, or courses to improve yourself. Having some basic financial and budgeting knowledge can make you better on the job.
This will also require familiarity with spreadsheets. Just like with the analytics skills above, it's likely to be an asset if you know your way around a spreadsheet for tracking expenses and tying them back to the return on investment.
Before we wrap it up, let's quickly recap the seven skills that we've just talked about. First, we have copywriting, then design, public speaking, customer service, behavioral psychology, analytics, and last but not least, budgeting.
We'd love to know how you might put together a list of your top social media manager skills and traits. Let us know what you think by sharing on social media with the hashtag BufferPodcast. In addition, we'll post some popular blog posts that offer a different mix or two when it comes to social media skills. Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Heather May, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag BufferPodcast. And you can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We have many great episodes lined up for you in the next couple of weeks. Keep an eye on the Buffer social profiles for a way to get involved in our next week's episode. We look forward to next Monday, everyone.